There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, Matt, and listeners of Lower Your Expectations.
Brilliant.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. We're still working on different ways to intro it, rather than... I just want it to be a more relaxed scenario than all this anticipation, hype.
What anticipation?
Well, I don't know. It's quite nerve-wracking thinking you have to build all this thing to do an intro for the sake of...
I felt nervous doing the intro the other day when we had Steffi on the podcast.
That's because you did a really funny formal intro, which was it was great, but it was just very different. So,
were you expecting it?
No, I wasn't.
I just whipped out my inner Jonathan Ross.
Yeah. We should also...
if you can hear those banging noises, there's a building being demolished behind us.
Yeah, I mean, we say behind, it's 10 metres away from us. And since we've moved in here, we've realised that this whole building's going to be demolished. So,
not our building.
No.
But the one next, literally over the road.
I really hope people can't hear these sounds. And if you can, we're sorry. We're
trying. I've tried soundproofing the room and that's a bit of a palaver.
We're going to stick the foam pads over the windows. That might work.
It'd be too depressing though if we pulled the curtain down. It's like pitch black in here.
Yeah.
That won't be very fun. How was your trip to America?
Oh my God, yeah.
There's no notes on there. I've just decided, let's talk about that.
Yeah, it was good, thank you. I feel like when a lot of people visit America, they usually go to New York City, LA, Vegas.
Orlando.
Obviously like the major touristy spots of America, and you forget how different most of America actually is compared to those few cities that kind of a lot of the world judges America on.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's just weird, but you know, for example, even driving around and seeing loads of pro-Trump and in people's cars and stuff, and
it's middle America. It's where it's won and lost, isn't it?
Well, it is. Technically it's not middle America because it's like really close to the Canadian border. So I was in a place called Rochester, and it's just, I don't know, I think I said to you the other day, not exaggerating, I would say one in four houses has their American flag up outside the house, and it's just so different to anywhere else. That
God bless America.
Yeah, they're so passionate about their country and patriotic, and
there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just you're not used to it, I guess.
Yeah, you're not used to it. And why is it like that?
I would say it's similar here.
English flags?
Maybe not with English flags, but in terms of we're in a bubble in London compared to, or maybe people in Manchester too, but the big cities are in a bubble compared to when you go to normal towns. Like, yeah, where I'm from, where you're from. Yeah, I feel like it's definitely a similar thing, because that's why things like Brexit and stuff and the general elections, people in London always just assume that how they're voting is how everyone
votes.
And it must be the same in America, how LA, New York votes. They're like, well, this is how the whole country
votes.
But and it's not.
You don't feel that much of a difference when you go back to those places, when you go to Bournemouth, when you go to those other slightly smaller remote towns. You don't feel that much of a difference compared to London, whereas when you're in America, it feels like you're in a completely different country.
Although there are a lot of UKIP flags where I'm from.
Is there?
Yeah. You know, you're saying about the American flag, there's like UKIP like stickers and like the little the placards that you put down.
Yeah. I just feel we're more discreet here about it. Like, honestly, these flags in America are so fucking big. They are so obnoxiously large. It's like, okay, I get it. You are American.
But other than that, you have a good time.
Other than that, it was great. I checked out, went to Niagara Falls, which is pretty special.
I didn't know that was in Canada.
Yeah, so it borders Canada and America. You can go...
Oh, so is it a bit of a, like, who does it belong to?
Well, yeah, it kind of is. And the biggest, like, touristy bit is the going through the Canadian side, so I did a little bit of research. And we went through the American side, and it's actually much nicer because it's the Canadian side is really commercialized and touristy, and but the American side is still a little bit more natural, you know. It's in a
national park.
It was pretty special
because that's one of the I know it's not technically one of the major wonders of the world, but it's
one of the seven wonders of the world.
No, it's not.
I thought it was, but it's not.
No, but I would say when people think about that type of thing, they would include Niagara Falls. Yeah. Same as like the Grand Canyon, isn't it? It's like these amazing natural wonders.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very cool.
But then what I always find when you go somewhere like that, it's so overwhelming that you just stood there and you're like, how long do you stand watching this thing? It's like, you don't want to leave. You're just like, well, I've seen it, but how long do I need to
We were on this this boat thing, like the Misty, Made of Mist or whatever it's called. And you'll go on this boat and they sort of, it's a, like a 30-minute round trip and they give you ponchos and you, obviously it's so overpowering the water and there's spray just going everywhere. So you end up trying to like, oh yeah, you can get your phone out, it takes some pictures, whatever. But you, I mean, you're just absolutely soaked. So
really?
You're trying to take it in and then you're just like, I can't actually really see much, but it is definitely something I'd recommend checking out.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, really cool news.
Huge news, guys. Biggest news of the day. We are definitely not recording this after the whole episode because we forgot to tell you it's that big. But our podcast is now available on Spotify.
It really makes no difference to like me and you as creators, but I think there must be so many people who don't have Apple products.
I was just about to say to you that the amount of messages I had from like friends and family yesterday being like, oh my God, this is amazing. I can finally... And they talk about the process of listening to it on Spotify, how easy it is. They were like, it's a game changer.
Spill that tea.
So maybe we're going to become the number one podcast in the world now because it's on Spotify.
Because it's on Spotify. Yeah, it is cool though. I got met because I use Spotify so much in my day to day. It's cool seeing it on there.
It's really cool.
I do like it.
I feel like...
The interface is nice as well, isn't it? It looks good on there.
I feel like we've made it. So... If you want to go and listen on Spotify, if you know people that want to listen to our podcast because obviously they're missing out, then they can go and listen on Spotify now.
Go check us out on Spotify. It sounds like a read through.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I mean, just search Lower Your Expectations and it will come up, or it should come up.
I hope it comes up. No, it does come up. I checked yesterday multiple times because I was very excited.
Well, there we go. Back to the normal episode.
I really liked Stephanie's intro to the digital world the other day.
It made me laugh.
How am I gonna top that? I can't go back into
she just copy and paste hers for each week. No, but yours is iconic. You've absolutely set this bar up there.
I've got an idea for
have you.
I'm gonna evolve it. First things first, have you got your passport?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Cool. You just show me.
There you go.
Cool. Yep. That's all good. Because we use fingerprint technology here and eye contact. So that's fine. Okay, you're getting on the monorail. Hello, this is your captain speaking. This is Matthew Bentley Viney. The weather is pretty grey, pretty overcast, and where we're going is in outer space, so there's no atmosphere. Oh, you got Instagram over there. We're going to go past Twitter. Might see YouTube. It looks like Marty is over there doing a video. Hope you have a great flight, and we'll see you next time. Thank you very much.
There's so many questions. Where's the inspiration come from? You sound a little bit like Partridge. If Partridge was a pilot, that's what he'd sound like. Why did you only hold one nostril as well?
Oh, I don't know.
I've never seen someone do that. Usually if you're like, you want to talk a bit like that, but you could
I went for the one.
You could achieve that with one. That's a talent. itself.
Cheers, mate.
Am I ever going to do an intro to the digital world?
Do you want to do one?
No, I don't. It's your little...
It's your more than welcome
your time,
to.
It's your time to shine, my friend.
For God's sake.
What I'm looking forward to is if we do take these podcasts on the road, well, obviously, you're going to be doing...
No, we don't.
You're going to be doing...
No, I'm not.
You're going to be doing that in front of a live audience.
We never do it. We never do it when it's a guest or if it's live. It doesn't happen. I'm not doing it. I'm telling you right
The crowd might be like, they might demand
only if you go, do you want Matt to do the intro? Do it.
They might demand a refund.
No, they won't demand a refund.
What was the reason for the refund? Matt just didn't deliver his speech.
Brilliant. That's not happening.
We're in the digital world. Big things have happened this last week or 2 weeks.
Huge things.
We've got a few things to cover. Yeah. Starting off with Marzia Bersorgum.
She is the girlfriend of PewDiePie.
See, you've gone straight to this.
But she's a lifestyle YouTuber. She's got like seven and a half million subs, which is, that is to be applauded. But she, after uploading for several years, has announced that she is stopping YouTube. She's retiring.
Yeah. She announced it in a video. I hold my hands up. I'm not an avid watcher of her channel, so I don't know if something was leading up to it and she had like a big announcement or something, but it seemed like a very...
Out the blue.
Hey guys, a message to... So if anyone that hasn't watched it, she did kind of like made an 8-minute video summing up her time on YouTube, how she started, a bit of kind of like a draw my life, I'd say.
Yep.
And then just spoke about wanting to... It felt like the right time that she wanted to let it go, stop, move on to different things.
Yep.
Things that she didn't say, she didn't give any info on what those things were, but...
Which frustrated me.
Yeah. What are you leaving YouTube for?
Well, it's just...
I deserve the right to know.
No, of course I don't. Yeah. But I get why she didn't do it, because then she's not putting pressure on whatever it is that she wants to do. But what do you make of it? What do you make of, like, that's the first time I've seen a really big YouTuber retire from the platform.
Well, we've seen many YouTubers retire for said period of time, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Casey. Goodbye YouTube. Oh. 1 month later.
I mean, how many videos have we seen quitting YouTube? ?
Yeah, well, we've done a few. Yeah, I have many thoughts on it. Firstly, she really quitting. That's my big. I just feel so clickbaited by so many YouTubers. Yeah. I don't know what is and isn't.
Yeah, like when her boyfriend said he was going to delete his channel at 50 million subs.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, I've just trolled everyone.
Yeah, I love that. Love that feeling.
So if she does stick to it, like, fair play to just be that decisive with a huge decision. You know, you're right. I kind of want to know what she's going to go on to do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I said to you when it happened, she's lucky she's in a position where she can make that decision. Because, you know, what if you're on this platform and you're not as successful as her? Obviously, she's going to be married to Felix, the biggest, most successful person, one of the most successful people on the whole of the internet.
Yeah.
How would it be if someone who doesn't have that level of success wants to stop but feels they have nothing else they can do and they're not in a position financially where they can just decide to stop? That's what I've been thinking about a lot recently is, are there people in that position on the platform? What do you think being in that position would be like? You know, it starts to scare me to think about it, because then you've become like...
Or trapped.
Yeah, almost trapped. And I then started trying to cross-reference it to, say, musicians who... This is going to sound really weird. I was reading about Russell Brown and Katy Perry, the reason for them splitting, because I didn't know why
gossip.
They split.
Here we go.
No, there's no gossip here. But Katy Perry kind of like bawled her heart out, saying, you know, some of my biggest songs were about him, and now she can't go out and perform and not perform those songs because her fans love those songs and they're going to be there. And I was just thinking, this has gone so far from art, so I'm going to come back. But it's similar as that. I guess when you are in the public eye and you put stuff out there, whatever you do, you must sometimes feel an element of being trapped.
Oh, it's a responsibility, isn't it? Like, to your fans. Yeah, that's a really good example of her doing that. And some of the biggest bands, when they have to do the first song, you know, their really big song that they hate doing, they have to do it every night or every gig, because if you don't do it, people will call them out and be like,
"But I think
I paid for this song."
But what people maybe don't think with that is that, what is that song actually about? Mm-hmm. And obviously a lot of music comes from real life experiences. So if the musicians have got a real life experience that's inspired that song, and that experience was a nice thing and has now turned a horrible thing,
Yeah, that's
true. Must be shit. Like, it must be really shit.
Well, I remember one of Paramore's biggest songs, I think it's Misery Business, uh-huh. and they don't perform that anymore because it was written along, like, must be like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now there's lyrics in there which appear to be slut shaming.
Right.
So, although it's like one of their big songs, it's like because time has changed and what we perceive to be yeah. okay and not okay, they don't do it anymore.
But I think that's one, I think that's good, but two, that's more understandable than if it's really personal experience, yeah. that's hard, isn't it?
You're right, actually. Imagine writing about a period of your life which was the worst,
yeah.
but then that's your most successful stuff.
Must be pretty shit.
It's basically the whole series of BoJack Horseman in a nutshell.
Yeah, I need to watch the rest of that.
I'm going to play like devil's advocate on this. Does she even need to make a video announcing her retirement? Because isn't that a bit narcissistic in the sense that just stop? Why do you need to tell people? And like on social media, people be like, oh, guys, I'm going to give up Twitter for a month. It's like, well, just give up. Why do you have to tell people what you're doing?
I would disagree with that based on if you think of a professional footballer retiring. Mm. Imagine Ronaldo tomorrow stops playing football, doesn't say anything about it, he just stops.
Yeah.
Everyone in the football world, all of his fans would be like, where the fuck is he? What's going on? Like, if he decided he was, oh, I'm now going to go and become a professional golfer, or yeah. I don't know, not professional, do something else with his time, he would feel a duty to announce it, wouldn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, just thinking of it in that respect, she does have millions of people who have subscribed to her who, I know what you're saying about it coming across narcissistic, but I think she would probably just feel a duty to just say, hey, like, this is what's happening. Because otherwise, if you leave it open like that, I'm sure a lot of people would want to just do that, just suddenly leave. But yeah. then you're going to be harassed forever with, where have you gone? When are you coming back? What are you doing? And if she does say want to move away from YouTube, that's going to be hard to do without saying, hey,
what's going
kind
on?
Of relating it to a breakup, right? If you break up online and you're just like, hey guys, we've broken up. People just don't accept that and they want to know the reasons why and exactly yeah. what's happened because people are nosy like that. So,
but an interesting element of how much she's done it is that she's made this video announcing it, but she's also left up like I think 5 or 6 videos.
Yeah, this is a handful of videos,
just a handful
there?
Of videos from a whole career.
Yeah,
and it got me thinking, that's obviously her exit plan, that's what she wanted to do for whatever reason. How would you do it if you were to do, have you got an exit plan or anything like that, like a strategy? I guess it's not something you really think about until
yeah
she would
have
known that, oh, I'm gonna stop.
Yeah, because she had it tied up with, it was 7 years, the exact day, 7 years after she started. So she must yeah. have been obviously contemplating it for a while. Yeah. But I don't know, man. Like, it's so hard to imagine tomorrow being, because is she completely stopping social? Like, is she stopped posting on Instagram? Is she going to stop? Because she didn't really say that. She was just talking about YouTube. So
yeah,
depends what we're talking about. If we're just stopping YouTube, or like, I think what's a scary thought is if I was to become so, or anyone, if anyone was to become so sick of social that they were just like, right, stop. I just want to completely remove myself from that. Because people have done it. We've seen YouTubers have done that in the past, but they haven't said anything. Leafy just disappears. True. Doesn't say anything about it. Waste time chasing cars.
What I would say with them, though, is that they are purely YouTube.
Yeah.
Leafy's not really big on Instagram or Twitter or anything else.
No, but they don't. They have, like, just disappeared, haven't they?
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's easier for them because they're not sure. as big. Like, Marzia, or if you were doing it, if you stopped everything, I think that would freak people out. I think they would be genuinely worried.
I think I'd freak myself out. I'd have, I told you, I woke up in the middle of last night. I don't know if I was dreaming or not, and I was like, I need to stop everything. But I was like, brilliant. I don't know yeah. what that means. Like, was I dreaming? Was I... Last video, guys, I'm disappearing.
Was it a good dream or a nightmare? That's the question.
Don't remember anything else. It was like I had an epiphany. And it was almost like the epiphany woke me up.
Oh, my God.
My person up in so the, not the just sky YouTube. Is playing with me. in the simulation. Hacked me.
And then his parents are like, come back to bed. Okay.
Yeah, because it's so different. It's like in a normal job, when you leave, you hand your notice in.
Yeah, that's it.
Give a month, give 2 months notice. Hey, this is what I'm doing. Boom. And a lot of that time, especially if, I don't know, you obviously keep some of the people, you
yeah.
stay in contact with some of those people, but that is just out of your memory. That you've experienced that in life, but now you're onto whatever exciting opportunity is next. It's a weird, like, there's nothing to compare it to. It's such a unique thing. And
Yeah, if you're to do a full-on social media blackout, that's extreme.
Could you imagine doing it?
What, me? Like, would you, yeah. Me doing it?
Yeah.
I think so. Or I think I would do it and just maybe get a second account or something. And just, I don't know, I like the doing it. Not necessarily the having people respond and things, but sometimes I like just putting my thoughts out there for whatever reason. I don't know why that is, but...
Do you know what?
Like taking pictures on Instagram and putting them up.
I was thinking, which may have sparked the dream... of switching off all comments just in general. I know we spoke about before what Kanye said about not having likes and followers and stuff, but just comments. I don't know. I feel like this is sidetracked from what we're just talking about. But like
going down the rabbit hole. You don't have an exit plan. There aren't like certain videos you'd keep up and certain videos you would take off and things like that. But, like you'd be happy to leave it all up there. Like that's your legacy to the world.
You must remember me. Do you know what is a bit, weird? Is that some people have sent pictures of me and like some other YouTubers from my generation. We're now in like textbooks and stuff.
No
that
way.
Is weird. That's that made amazing. Me feel.
We said weird. That like 30 episodes ago or something. How is the Brit crew going to be in? Yeah, you know, you can study it, sort of thing.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my god!
Scary.
That's amazing.
That's my legacy. No, I don't know. I don't know what I'd do.
Let's put it this way. Marzia taking all of those down, does that mean she doesn't earn off those videos anymore?
Yeah, sure. Right.
Her social base is not going to be looking very good. That's like minus 500 million.
See, I think she's going to carry on posting on Instagram.
Maybe YouTube just doesn't excite her anymore.
Yeah.
Well, in that respect, it's easier to do Instagram than YouTube, I'd say. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
In terms of like just logistically and how long things take.
Tough one to tackle. I would say if you want to remove yourself as being a personality off the internet, you can do that with Instagram. Better than YouTube. Because YouTube, you're, you know, it's, hello, this is me, it's a video. Whereas Instagram, you can just, a video is 10 minutes of your day, Instagram's 1 second of your day if it's a picture.
I guess though with Instagram, it is still the same as YouTube in terms of like, it's the creative ideas behind it, isn't it? Because that's often what people don't realize takes the longest to do, like how to decide what to put up, what to make on YouTube or Instagram, like what photos to take, what outfits am I going to wear, what all that kind of thing. When you're a professional Instagrammer anyway, because I think most people when they use Instagram...
I still laugh at that word.
It's true though. Yeah. Because everyone's... Well, a lot of people have got Instagram, but you know, don't earn money from it. And they just use it as a byproduct of their life.
Yeah.
They take pictures of the nice things or the arty-farty things, whatever it is. Whereas a professional Instagrammer has to think, what am I posting today? What am I posting tomorrow? What outfits? Have I already worn this outfit? Oh, this is obviously a fashion perspective.
Yeah, sure. No, you're right. Like, there is... Yeah, of course.
Whatever you're doing, Marzia, good luck.
Yeah, and fair play and respect for doing it like that. I think that takes a lot of guts. And
it was a really well-done video as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it was very nice how it documented her whole kind of journey. Mm-hmm. It felt satisfying in that respect, seeing like a beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
Weird, isn't
I wonder,
it?
Will she ever be in Felix's videos? Will Felix stop? Will
that's
are we gonna hit a point where YouTubers are stopping being YouTubers? I think in the next 3 years we're gonna see a lot of YouTubers not disappear but remove themselves from.
Why do you think that?
Can sense it.
Really?
I got a feeling. Got this inner feeling. Gonna be me.
The only things I can really think about is that if you've gained a lot of success from it, it then becomes not a burden, but just it's hard to continue that with that growth and with that responsibility and things like that. And I think it's a very unique kind of pressure.
I agree.
And it's so personal. It's so, you know, it's not a company. You know, you haven't, I mean, I know these YouTubers do have teams that are there to support, but even then it's still a big burden.
Yeah, and it is. And they're still the face of that brand.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's, even though, you know, you are a brand, you are people set up as limited companies and all this stuff. It's, they are still the face, even though logistically how the setup is, they're not. It's still everyone attaches themselves to that figure. So
we'll see then next couple of years.
You heard it here first.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
you sure you're ready?
Yeah.
Have you done like your BMI or health checks? Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, good. Because we're going to do a big question.
Okay.
And the big question is a segment where I go away, have a look at what I love on the internet, and then I get an article and I derive a question from it, and we all have a little bit of a giggle. So the headline is, fake camel toe knickers exist, and people don't know what to make of them. So I think to begin with,
fake
we should...
camel toe knickers.
We should just
who
classify...
Who the fuck has created those? What, classify what camel toe is?
What camel toe is, yes.
Brilliant. George, do you wanna go for it, seeing as you've... Your...
A camel toe is in the female region down below, and when they're wearing clothes and it's a bit too tight, you can see the outline of that region.
That was nice,
tastefully done.
Yeah. What's there's a something for a dick as well. What's that one called?
Is there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there is, but
something dick.
Yeah. No, it's not as obvious as that is.
Aubergine emoji. Moose nose? I've never heard of that. That's not a thing.
Moose nose?
Someone's made that up.
In Yiddish, this means a man that has his pants hiked up too far and has split the difference in his beanbag, leaving one nut on either side of the crotch system, causing the individual nuts.
Fantastic. Well, that is something we've all learned. Yep. I didn't know that. Camel toe panties can be bought on Amazon and eBay.
Does anyone like a camel toe? Like, as in the people who most of the time, embarrassingly, someone will be like, oh. Camel toe.
Well, here's an example of it. So,
my God, what's the point? Like, what?
Well, the description of the product says, "Get freaky with these new sexy camel toe panties. These sexy underwear let you bring a camel toe wherever you go. You can be sure that you will leave an impression on the people you meet." What?
What the fuck? You just walk around.
Creepy.
You might as well just get your vagina out if you're into that type of thing. What?
Also, isn't it uncomfortable? It's like a front wedgie, isn't it? Apparently, a few people have commented on the product saying, why do they sell camel toe panties? Why is this a thing? Like, it's not... Everyone's not loving it, basically.
Understandably.
But supposedly, the trend is very popular in Japan. Just throwing that out there.
I just can't ever imagine it picking up over here for either sex. Imagine if it was all, you know, in 10 years' time. Imagine wearing a child's pair of cycling shorts, and that was like the thing. That's it. You and I walk like, yeah, there's
like Speedos.
Yeah, but I always,
but they're aerodynamic. Or not aerodynamic.
Question the people wearing Speedos.
Do you?
It's a bit of
professional
a,
swimmers.
Yeah, 100%, absolutely fine. Anyone who chooses to recreationally wear Speedos. Anyone who chooses to recreationally wear, what's the word for them?
Moose knuckles.
Moose knuckle swimwear. I question why.
Got stuff going on. So my question is to you, if you could invent a product to help you with your Instagram, what would it be?
Right. I'm just thinking, where did you get the, does that camel toe product help people with their Instagram?
I don't know.
What?
It just made me think this is a thing, and this person in particular who used it put it on Instagram, and people were supposedly are using it as a social media thing.
Okay. Can you go first?
Yeah, I would. To help me with my Instagram, I don't know, actually. I was going to say I've got on here filter to sort my eyes out, because I don't know how I've got such tired eyes. I'm 26, and I just look like I've had a hard life.
You know the answer to it.
What's that?
Facetune.
So nothing like real, just...
No, the real answer is...
Get more sleep.
Makeup.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the real answer.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I didn't think of Facetune. That's such an obvious one. That's nice, isn't it? That shows I never use it.
I also I'm don't authentic. Use it. Just to... Yeah, I don't use it.
Yeah, all right.
I have used it, but I don't use it.
Do you remember when you used Facetune on me?
Yeah.
Gave me a six-pack.
Well, you asked me to. I didn't just do it.
No, I did.
Okay, so that's the route you're going down.
Yeah. I've got an idea for you.
Oh, yeah. I'll happily take that.
Because I know you take a lot of photos on shoots and things. If you could have something, a device that picks out the best ones without you having to go through them.
Yeah, but that is good. I mean, it would never work, but that would be great. Because you're right, when I go and do a big shoot, there is, say, like, I don't know, It takes a long time to go through the pictures. So yeah, that'd be great. I mean, mate, imagine the same with filmmaking, like professional filmmaking.
just takes the best cut.
Just got the one that just takes the best clip. And it's like, the editor has an easy job then, don't they?
Yeah.
But that would be nice.
And that was this week's big question. Go and buy yourself some camel toe panties at www.cameltoeisgreat.co.uk.
That's probably some dodgy porn site. You know that. Cameltoeisgreat.com.
Oh, God. Marcus is doing some research.
No one has it. So
that domain name is up for grabs.
Open
guys.
To start your camel toe fetish.
Fantastic. So that just about wraps up everything, guys. I hope you've had a lovely time spending the last 30-40 minutes with us. Please go and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Patreon at Patreon Lower Your Expectations. And yeah, we will see you next time with another podcast.
See you next week.
See you next week. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.